Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
Call Witt Plumbing in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, as Hastings College gets set to take on Morningside here this afternoon in a women's men's basketball doubleheader, final game of the regular season for both the Hastings College men and women today. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's coach Jeff Dittman, and coach, you guys securely in the GPAC tournament. And now, I guess, just a big ball game today with a nationally ranked team.
Just the same old Saturday afternoon in the GPAC. You go from the number two team on Tuesday night to the number four team on Saturday. So this is a great ball game. We played them very early in the season, so we haven't seen them for a long time. And that'll be a great opportunity for us to see if we can build a little bit off of some of the things that we've done well over the last few weeks.
It's the team that we started the conference season with way back when. It seems like it's been years ago since we played that thing.
Yeah, I think November, 11th or something like that. It was the conference opener at Morningside, and we went in and we was able to get a 4 or 5 point win there, and actually had them down almost 10 points with 4 minutes to go. So but they're a significantly different team. At that point, I think they were probably about 5-2, had lost to a couple of the Iowa schools, and they seem to have found the running gear now.
Are they playing the same way or just getting things more together?
They're playing the same. They're doing the same things. They're just doing them a lot better. They shoot the ball very well. They're really doing a great job of penetrating and getting to the free throw line. And then defensively, they're very disruptive. They're a lot more aggressive defensively than they were the last time we played them.
It's not going to change much as far as the GPAC standings are concerned today. You guys firmly in the GPAC tournament for the end of the season. What will we do nationally? Do we need to win this game to get in the national tournament?
You know, I'm not sure. At 18, I would say we're very, very good shape. That's where we went in 3 years ago at the 18 spot. And over the last 6, 7, 8 years, every team that's in the top 25 has gotten into the national tournament. And last week, Briar Cliff got beat by both of these same two squads, Concordia and Morningside, and didn't lose a single spot. I'm not sure I feel quite that comfortable. I would feel a lot better if we come in and get a home win today against Morningside before the second-to-last voting, because that's the other thing, is that there's still two more votes left on Monday and the following Monday. So these games will be figured into it, and then the first round of the tournament, or first two rounds of the tournament, will be figured in as well.
So it's still a long way to go for Hastings College women's basketball team. You've got this series with Morningside. It's always been a very competitive series, not only this year, but I think in the past couple of years here.
Yeah, we have. We've not had any kind of a blowout in any of the ball games. Last year, we had them down 12 at home in this season where we didn't have a lot of success in the conference. We had them down 12 at halftime and played very well against them. And the year that we went 17-1 in the conference, they were the one blemish. They beat us at their place. So we've had some great games with them. We seem to match up pretty well with them. Styles seem to be pretty even. So I would expect this will just be another one in that tradition.
She dropped one the other night to Concordia and Seward. Talk about that, Bonnie.
Well, it comes down to turnovers. We had 26 turnovers in the ball game, and that really allowed them to get out and get some wide open threes. I thought we defended well in the half court. We held them to 39% shooting overall for the ball game, and I'm guessing that number was probably right around 25% in the half court. But in that open court situation, they really took it to us and got some wide open threes, and that was the difference in the ball game.
How about the problems with the turnovers? What was going on there?
Well, against their press, we just in the first 7 possessions, we did exactly what we were supposed to do, and we did exactly what we expected them to do, and we handled the press pretty easily. Then after that, they made some adjustments, and I didn't think we adjusted nearly as well. You know, it's a case of smart basketball teams make adjustments in the ball game. They make adjustments on the fly. They read defenses, and sometimes we get a little too pattern-oriented, and we make the same pass, and all of a sudden there's a Concordia player sitting right there waiting for that pass. And so we've spent the last couple of days working on this run-and-jumps type of defense, keeping our head up, seeing where the rotations come from, and see if we can do a better job of reading it, because Morningside's going to throw a lot of the same thing at us.
It's Seniors Day here today for your basketball team. You've got three of them on the team. Talk with them.
Well, we've actually got 4. Jamie Blevins has played on the JV for us all year, but you know, we're very fortunate with the seniors that we have, and starting with Alicia Stadler. She's over 1,000 points, over 1,400 when I looked earlier in the week, and she's over 900 rebounds, and that's quite a combination when you get a post that's almost in that 1,000 club. And if we can extend the season a little bit longer for her, she may have the opportunity to be one of those very rare athletes, very rare post players who can reach that 1,000 mark. But if not, she's still going to go down as one of the greatest rebounders that we've had at Hastings College and one of the top scorers. And then on top of it, I know she's in the top 3 in shot blocking. So she's been very good for us in all 3 aspects of the game. Our 2 guards, Sophia McDermott and Courtney Spahn, they've had a nice career for us. Courtney just came a year ago, transferred in as a junior. Sophia's been with us all 4 years, and they've done some nice things for us. And then, like I said, Jamie's been a real trooper, worked through the JV program, has helped us in practices a lot of times, and one of those blue-collar people that really help your program.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back, talk about Morningside as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings College and Morningside here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. As we touched on before the break, a very good basketball team we'll see here today, Coach. And I guess it starts with their defense. Talk about it.
Well, their defense is an aggressive trapping defense. They pick you up 94 feet and get after you. And they come at you with great athletes all over the place. They won't have the traditional center, that six-footer, low-post player. They'll have more of a forward, and they really you have to watch. Now, one of the keys that we always say is you have to look deep against a team like this, because the more aggressive they get, the more open it is down the floor. But sometimes with that pressure draped all over, you forget to look deep, and you start looking backwards all the time, and that's really what they key upon. But then when they get you into the quarter court, they also do a great job of trapping the wings. They keep coming at you. They try and force you to throw a skip they can steal. So their defense is completely designed about stealing the basketball.
What's the key to breaking down this defense?
Well, you have to move the ball. You have to use ball fakes, because if you fake the ball movement, you have five people reacting to that fake, and they'll run themselves out of it. So, you know, the real key is, can we have composure against it? Can we handle the pressure that they're going to bring? And if we do that and use the ball fakes and read the defense, then we'll get some great shots against it, because the other side of it is they do not match up well inside with us. And we're going to go with our double post set against the zone with Alicia and Laurel. And so we'll have a height advantage in it that hopefully draws the defense in, and then once it draws in, we'll kick it out and hit some open shots on the perimeter.
Offensively, they got one of the better ones in the G-Pack in Chelsea Trask.
Chelsea's a great player. She's a great shooter. She is very quick and penetrates well. But, you know, we're back to the same thing. I think we have a great defensive player to match up with her, and should be fun for the fans to watch the two go after each other.
Held her down to, what, only 6 points the last time we played her. 16.4 is her average.
Yeah, and she hit two shots basically in that game, and they came within 45 seconds of each other. Now, the last time we played zone almost the entire game, and we really did a good job of talking and knowing where she was at all times on the floor. And so you'll see us bouncing back and forth between the two, maybe even a little predominant in the zone since it worked so well the first time. But we do have to know where their shooters are, because they put five of them on the floor.
We beat this team earlier, 54-50. Do you expect that type of game today?
You know, I would be okay with that score. I know Jamie's much happier when his team's up in the 80s and 90s, but I think that's a score that means we're matching shots for shots with people, and our defense is the dominant part of the game. When the offense becomes the dominant part of the game, that usually is an advantage for our opponents.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Morningside today from 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for Hastings College basketball this afternoon. Here on 1230 KHAS, good matchup here in the women's ball game as the 4th-ranked Morningside Mustangs in town to take on the 18th-ranked Hastings College Broncos. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Early light, what so proudly we hailed, are the twilight last gleaming, whose cross Christ and the bright stars through the perilous fight. All the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets went left, the bombs bursting in air, gambled through the night. That a flag was still there. Hope sang as the stars spangled Panayot way. Oh, the land of the free and the
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Going to be an exciting day here today for Hastings College. As far as the women's team is concerned, the Broncos are sitting at 11-8 in the conference. Hastings right now firmly in the GPAC postseason tournament that starts next week. The official pairings will be released later on today. Hastings currently in fifth place in the conference. The top eight teams will qualify. So Hastings firmly entrenched into the GPAC postseason tournament for this year. The Broncos today actually playing maybe for their national tournament credentials. Normally out of the GPAC, the top four teams get bids into the national tournament up in Sioux City in the early part of March. However, on a couple of occasions, they have taken the fifth-place team as well, and hopefully this year is one of those seasons, as Hastings is currently sitting at 19-9 on the season. A win here this afternoon over fourth-ranked Morningside would definitely I don't know if it would punch the ticket for the Broncos for the national tournament. It would certainly help out their resume as they go to their selection process here in a couple of days. So a big ball game for Hastings College here this afternoon. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Sophia McDermott, a 5'3" and senior out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. McDermott averaging 4.6 points and one rebound per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 7.9 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Courtney Spahn, a 5'9" senior from Mesquite, Nevada. Spahn is averaging 4 points, 2 rebounds per ball game. And Laurel Zwiener, a 6'3" sophomore at Pleasanton, Nebraska. Zwiener is averaging 4 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler is 6'1" and senior out of St. Labore, of course, the Grand Island Central Catholic product, averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds per ballgame. Morningside with Chelsea Trask, a 5'9" junior from Rockford, Iowa. Also Shelby Baudette, 5'7", a junior from Walt Hill, Nebraska. Leanne Osten, a 5'6" sophomore out of Columbus. Brittany Alfredson, a 5'11" senior from Beauville, Iowa. And Kayleen Anderson, a 6'1" sophomore from Rosalie, Nebraska. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. So a big ball game for Hastings College this afternoon. The 18th-ranked Broncos, the 4th-rated Morningside Mustangs. Hastings beat Morningside earlier this year, the first conference game up in Sioux City, by a score of 54-50. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos have the possession. Here's Statler to Courtney Spahn, 4-3. Shot is up and she buries it. Courtney Spahn buries it from the left side of the circle, and Hastings College goes out on top by a score of 3-0 here in the ballgame. Morningside, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They average 79 points per ballgame. That is third in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is number two defensively. They give up only 60.6 points per ballgame. Here's Morningside with the ball. Their opening possession here this afternoon. A bounce pass down in the corner is going to be tipped out of bounds. Courtney Spahn over there tipping the ball out of bounds for the Broncos as they try to get it to a Chelsea Trask. She is one of the better players in the GPAC. She's the fourth leading scorer, averaging 16.4 points per ballgame. Hastings shut her down in the first goal round as she was scoring only 6 points against the Broncos in that first ballgame. 3-0, Hastings has got the early lead. Here's Baudette with the ball right at the free throw line. Baudette gives it away now to Osten. Back outside, here's Baudette again for three. Shot is up there is good. Shelby Baudette knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the key. Morningside fourth in the conference in three-point shooting, nailing 32% of their three-pointers this year.
Here's what the Broncos are going to have to handle all afternoon long. That's the pressure. They do it beautifully as they get the ball down the floor. The Laurel Zwino, your shot is up and in. Hastings breaks that backcourt pressure. They turned the ball over 26 times the other night against Concordia. Hastings breaks it perfectly that time, and Laurel Zwino gets the easy field goal on the other end. 5-3 the score. Hastings College out on top here in the ball game. There's Leanne Osten for three. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. One shot and out as Leanne Osten can't throw up the three-pointer from the top of the circle. Hastings again will play things in backcourt. The Broncos have the lead, 5-3 over Morningside. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball. Courtney dribbling with it. Stops back here in backcourt. Gets it to Alicia Stadler here on the near sideline. Picked up there by Chelsea Trask. Stadler with the ball still in backcourt. They get it to Brittany Wong. Wong brings it across the midcourt stripe. Now with 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Courtney Spahn here on the wing. Comes out now to Brittany Wong. Dribbles it to the right side of the floor. Brittany Wong down in the corner to a Sophia McDermott with 7 seconds on the shot clock. McDermott looking. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Morningside. That's Kayleen Anderson with the board. Gets it to the far sideline. Now to Osten. Cross court pass to Trask. Takes the ball down in the baseline. Comes back out in the three-point territory to Osten. Over on the wing on the left side to Alfredson. Now they work it inside. There's a shot by Anderson. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot blocked down. And it's taken down by Alicia Stadler. Alfredson trying to go back up. And Alicia Stadler blocks the ball away. For Stadler, that is her 58th block of the season. She is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in block shots. Stadler at the free throw line. And now she's going to be fouled from behind. A personal foul going to be called here on Brittany Alfredson of Morningside. That's going to be her first team foul. Number one in the Mustangs. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings playing the ball in. Here comes Taz York into the ball game now for Hastings College. Taz, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney. Going out will be Brittany Wong. Courtney Spahn will inbound the ball for Hastings. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Spahn lobs it in there to Stadler. Her pass deflected. It's off of the glass, and it's going to be picked up here by Alfredson. Gets it away now to a Chelsea Trask as she comes into the offensive scoring zone. Beaudette with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. That's a Kayleen Anderson with the ball. Her pass is going to be kicked there by Zwiener. It'll be Morningside playing things in from underneath their own basket. You're listening to Bronco basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 17-19 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of fourth-ranked Morningside. The score is 5-3. Here's Chelsea Trask with the ball. Goes deep in the corner, left side. That's Osten. Osten out on top. That is Shelby Beaudette. Alfredson. Here's an entry pass inside now to Osten. Kicks it back out of the wing. There's a shot taken there. No good by Anderson. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball to the midcourt stripe now. That's Sophia McDermott with it to a Taz York over on the wing on the right side trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Sends it down in the corner. To Stadler. Pass is deflected, but it's picked up by Courtney Spahn on the wing. Courtney Spahn works against his man-to-man defense. The ball poked away. Spahn picks it back up. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Courtney Spahn out to Sophia McDermott. Dribbles to the top of the key. Inside now down in the baseline. She shovels the ball away. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Alicia Stadler right in front of the basket. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. And now Hastings with 4 seconds on the shot clock will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. And here comes a Sierra Williams into the ball game. And Melissa Thompson will come in. Stadler will come out. Here comes Zwiener out of the ball game as well for head coach Jeff Dittman. 16:40 to play in the first half. 5-3. Hastings with a lead. Broncos will inbound with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Sophia McDermott looking. Goes down in the corners. They get it to a spot. Now back inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Melissa Thompson. And the ball is brought down here by Shelby Beaudette. Beaudette running back the other way for Morningside. And we got a double dribble violation on Shelby Beaudette. That's the first turnover on Morningside here in the ball game. They averaged 16 in the season. Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. 5-3. Broncos have the lead. It'll be Courtney Spahn inbounding the ball to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. And the scores table here right in front of us. So the Broncos will play it in on this side of the floor now. And Spahn will try her luck again. Courtney Spahn from Mesquite, Nevada, playing her final game at home here for the Broncos. As Spahn will get things in to a Taz York. Now to Sophia McDermott, another senior on the squad here for this season for head coach Jeff Dittman. McDermott with the ball gets away out here in the three-point territory to Taz York. Taz, dribble penetration, dumps the ball away. Here's a shot up and in. That's Sierra Williamson. Sierra Williamson gets the field goal there for Hastings. That's her first bucket, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 7-3 early in the ball game. Wide open, driving for the bucket. There is going to be Brittany Alfredson as she scores. Breakdown defensively there for Hastings as Alfredson took that one right to the hole, and it's now a 7-5 ball game. Hastings out on top. There's Sierra Williamson with the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn back here in backcourt. Spahn dribbles the ball up near the midcourt stripe. Gets it away to Taz York. Taz steps it into the offensive zone. Taz York right at the top of the key. Goes over to McDermott. Deep wing on the right side. Man-to-man defense here for Morningside. There's a bounce pass. They get it to Thompson. Back outside to McDermott for three. She hits it. Sophia McDermott knocks down another tray for Hastings. That's the second three-pointer of this early stage of the basketball game. 10-5 is the score now. The Broncos have the lead. Leanne Osten has got it out here in three-point territory. Picked up by McDermott. Comes across the top. That's Beaudette with the ball. Entry pass to get it to Alfredson. She has it off of her fingertips, and it's picked up here by Melissa Thompson. Second turnover on Morningside here in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of the fourth-ranked team in the country this afternoon. Morningside, the score is 10-5. Thompson works the ball inside. It's going to be tipped away there from Williamson out of bounds. Kayleen Anderson got her hands on it there for Morningside. Into the ballgame now will be Randy Ebert. Ebert coming into the ballgame now for Morningside. Ebert is a 5'4" junior from Bowville, Iowa. So Hastings will play things in. Comes out here on the wing on the left side. That's Taz Yorick with the ball. Taz holds it. Dribbles inside. Puts up an off-balance 10-footer. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Alfredson. Alfredson gets the ball to Beaudette. Down the far sideline. Now to Ebert. Randy Ebert pulls up on the wing. Gets it here to Alfredson. Outside now. Top of the key. Beaudette has got it. Beaudette now to Ebert. Dribble penetration. Can't do it against Brittany Wong, who's back into the ball game now for Hastings College. There's Beaudette with the ball at the top of the key. Works it inside to Alfredson. Alfredson back outside the ring to Beaudette. Dribble penetration. Dumps the ball down low. It's going to be deflected. It's brought down by Hastings. Third turnover on the Morningside Mustangs here in the ballgame. Hastings comes back the other way. Taz Yorick down the lane. Bounce pass to get it down low. A shot by Thompson. No good. Ball being swatted around. It's picked up by Courtney Spahn. Spahn has got it down in the corner for the Broncos. Gets away. Pulls it up inside the ring. Down goes cross court. There's a shot by Wong. It's up there and in. Brittany Wong throws up a two-pointer from just inside the ring. And now Morningside wants to call a timeout. Jamie Sale calls a timeout here. 14 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings College out to a 7-point lead early. The Broncos 12 and Morningside 5.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Over. Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Over. Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Over. Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Other games in the conference today. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Briar Cliff. Northwestern at Midland. Hastings playing host to Morningside today. Dort is at Doan. And Mount Barney is at Concordia. The final weekend of the regular season here this weekend in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The postseason tournament gets underway next week. Here's a Randy Ebert with the ball now for Morningside. Dribbling to the top of the key. Sends it over here to Beaudette. Her shot for three is way off of the mark. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So Shelby Beaudette throws up an air ball from three-point territory right side of the lane. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Frankie Peterson. Into the ball game now for Hastings, and going out will be Courtney Spahn. So Peterson will bring the ball up here for Hastings. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline to Taz Yorick. She races the ball into the offensive zone. Cuts it right side of the lane, and now she's trapped out there. Taz sends it down to the baseline. That's Sierra Williamson. Out to Taz. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound, Peterson. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Williamson. She lost it out of bounds. So Sierra Williamson loses the ball out of bounds there for Hastings. Morningside will come back the other direction. 13:37 to play here in the first half. It's 12-5. Hastings out on top here in women's college basketball this afternoon. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Shelby Beaudette has got it. Dribbles behind a screen from Alfredson. Gets the ball to Ebert. Now down in the corner, there's Trask. Her shot is up there for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Brings it back 1-on-2. Brittany Wong goes all the way to the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Morningside ball. Peterson was there. Thompson was there. Brittany Wong all there on the rebound. None of them could come up with it. It goes out of bounds. And Morningside will play things in. Here comes Nicole Rahner into the ballgame now for Morningside. Rahner is a 5'7" sophomore out of Wayne, Nebraska. Into the ballgame for Hastings College will be Kaylee Raggeth. Raggeth come in, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball. Raggeth has come on the past couple of ballgames. Her scoring average is up to 5.4 points per ballgame. At 16 a couple of games ago against the Mount Barney for her season high. 12-5, Hastings with a lead. Here's a Beaudette with a ball. Out on top now to Ebert. Dribble penetration, stops there, kicks it back out. That's a Rahner. Rahner comes back out in the three-point territory to Ebert. Comes across the top to Beaudette. Down in the corner. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Bloom. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Hastings has it back the other way. As a Taz Yorick will come out here in the three-point territory out near the 10-second line of the midcourt stripe there. That's going to be Brittany Wong. Dribble penetration inside the free throw circle. Down to Frankie Peterson to Wong. Taz York on the wing on the right side. Taz dribbling with the ball. Trying to get away from Beaudet. Taz with 9 seconds on the shot clock. They lob it inside to Statler. Works the baseliner. Shot up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul on the rebound. Kaylee Reingas is going to be hit with a personal foul here for the Broncos. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on Hastings College in this first half of play. 12:29 remaining until halftime. Hastings out to a 12-5 lead over Morningside here this afternoon. The Mustangs currently 16-3 in the conference. Hastings is at 11-8. Morningside 23-6 on the season, ranked number 4 in the country. Deep in the corner, there's a three-pointer put up there. No good by Ebert. Offensive rebound. Bloom has got it. Now back outside. There's a three-pointer taken by Ronner. That's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. A couple of trays thrown up there that would not go down through a hole there from Morningside. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 12:08 remaining. Still a 12-5 ball game. Hastings with a lead. So he went 2 minutes and 15 seconds without anybody even scoring here in this ball game. Brittany Wong has got the ball now for the Broncos. Brittany has got it, working against the Randy Ebert. Comes over here to a Frankie Peterson. Peterson holds it down in the corner, down to Taz York. Dribbles down the baseliner. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Morningside ball. So Morningside will come back the other way now. End of the ball game for Hastings College is going to be McDermott. Going out will be Yurig. So Sophia McDermott back into the ball game here for Hastings. She had a three-pointer just a few minutes ago for the Broncos. 11:48 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 12-5. On the high post, that's going to be Bloom with the ball. Comes out on top now to Ronner. Her shot for three is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass to Brittany Wong down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Out to McDermott. Drives the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Kaylee Raggett, and the shot is up and in. Kaylee Raggett just a field goal there for Hastings College. It's now a 14-5 ball game. Hastings out on top by 9 points now with 11-19. 11-19 to play. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Alicia Statler. Fourth turnover on Morningside here in the ballgame. Statler down to a Frankie Peterson, top of the key. Back to Alicia, inside, turnaround jumper, right in front of the hole. Her shot is up and in. Alicia Statler scores. Hastings is out to a 16-5 lead now over Morningside with 11 minutes to play here in the first half. There's a Shelby Baudette with the ball now for the Mustangs to Randy Ebert. Ebert to Bloom. They work it back around to Ronner. Now right side, there's a three-pointer by Baudette. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett trapped along the baseline. Bounce pass. They get it to Alicia Statler. Statler will dribble with the ball. Sends it over to Kaylee Raggett. Now to Brittany Wong. Hastings out on top by a score of 16-5 early in this ballgame. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball inching it across the big court stripe. Now moves it to the left side. That's going to be Frankie Peterson with it. Peterson on the dribble, takes it down to the baseline. Her pass out here is over the head of Raggett, but it's retrieved by Sophia McDermott. McDermott, dribble penetration, sends out a Statler. Her shot is up and in. Nice pass by McDermott. Alicia Statler gets the field goal. Hastings out on top by a score of 18-5. The Broncos look sharp here in the first couple of minutes of this ballgame. Here's Ebert with the ball. There's another pass that's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. That's going to be Sophia McDermott. She drives, shoots, and scores. And again, Morningside wants to call a timeout here. Sophia McDermott gets the interception on the pass. That's 5 turnovers on Morningside here in the first half. Hastings out to a 15-point lead early. We've got 10 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 20, Morningside 5.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics, and pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos out of the gates in a hurry today. Sophia McDermott has got 5 points so far. Brittany Wong has hit a field goal. Raggett has hit a field goal. Courtney Spahn with 3. Oral Zwiener with 2. Alicia Stanley with 4. The Broncos out on top of the fourth-ranked team in the country. Morningside this afternoon, 20-5. A pass to the high post is going to be intercepted again. The 6th turnover on Morningside here in the ballgame. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. There's a Frankie Peterson. They go on the high post. Now to Zwiener. Zwiener's passing can be deflected and is brought down by Leanne Osten. That's the first turnover on Hastings College in the ball game. Osten has got the ball. Now to Alferson. Moves it over on the right side. That's a McManaman who's into the ball game now. Driving down the lane is going to be Anderson. The ball tipped away from her. It's picked up by Frankie Peterson. Peterson gets it to Brittany Wong. Drives the baseline. Collision foul called. A blocking foul here on Morningside as a Brittany Wong takes the ball to the hole. That's a Kayleen Anderson picking up the foul. That's going to be her first. The team second. It's going to be a shooting situation as a Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Wong has got a field goal and 2 points so far in the ball game. A 77% foul shooter in the season. Their son is up there. It's in. Hastings is a team seventh in the conference in the free throw percentage. They're at 70%. They are number three in the conference in field goal percentage at 42% and number nine in three-point shooting at 31%. Next shot is up there. It's good by Brittany Wong. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Wong will check out. Here comes Taz Yorick back into the ball game. Hastings has built a 22-5 lead over Morningside here in the season finale here. Here comes Morningside back to their offensive zone. Chelsea Trask back into the ball game. Comes here to the near side. Leanne Osten. Osten has got it on the deep wing. And the right side picked up by Taz Yorick. Sends it over to McManaman, who's into the ball game now. Bounce pass on the high post. They get it to Osten. Down in the corner to Trask. Drives the baseline. Bounce pass in the lane to Anderson. Kicks it back out on the wing. Good defense here by the Broncos. Out to Leanne Osten. Top of the circle. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn for Hastings. Boy, it's been a long, long time since Morningside has scored in the ballgame. Hastings has rattled off 12 straight points here in the first half. 22-5 is the score. Hastings with a lead. There's Leanne Zwiener, or Laurel Zwiener with the ball down in the baseline. That's going to be a Taz Yorick, double team. Taz gets it to a Courtney Spahn, out to McDermott, top of the key, gets away, moves it over to the wing, bounce pass down on the baseline to Raggett. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener puts it back up. Her shot's going to be partially deflected, but the foul is called. So an offensive rebound there by Laurel Zwiener, and the Pleasanton native will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. The foul is going to go on Kayleen Anderson. That's going to be her second. That's a team foul number three on the Mustangs here in this first half of play. Laurel Zwiener to the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's good. Zwiener averaging 4.8 points per ball game. She's a 68% foul shooter for Hastings College. Laurel Zwiener, a 6'3" and sophomore out of Pleasanton. As Zwiener will have one more, shot is up there. It's good. It's a pair of free throws. Hastings now 4-4 from the free throw line today. 24-5. Hastings has got to lead. The Broncos have scored the last 14 points here in the ball game. Chelsea Trask with the ball. Goes over to McManaman, down to Chelsea Trask again. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Alferson down here on the baseline. Tries to shovel it off in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Zwiener. Gets the ball off the floor. Now to Taz Yorick. Hastings with the ball again. Back in their offensive set here. McDermott to Zwiener, right at the free throw line to Taz Yorick. Over on the wing on the right side. Dribbles to the elbow. Bounce pass goes inside to Raggett. Shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raggett scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings now out on top, 26-5. And again, Jamie Sale wants to burn another timeout here for Morningside to the fourth-ranked team in the country in trouble early here this afternoon. 7 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first half. It's Hastings 26, Morningside 5.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside has went 8 minutes without scoring here in the ballgame. While Hastings College has rattled off 16 straight points. Morningside comes back. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McManaman. She drives the ball inside, dumps it away. That's going to be Alfredson. Her shot's going to be blocked away. Picked up by Hastings, but then the Broncos throw the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. So Morningside has gone over 8 minutes without scoring. Hastings has rattled off 16 points in a row. The Broncos also has missed, four layups during that time? Four shots from point-blank range. So it could be much worse than it really is. 26-5 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's Chelsea Trask with the ball. Comes outside. A three-pointer put up there and in by Bobby McManaman. So finally they hit a field goal to go down, and it comes at the 7:24 mark. They haven't scored since the 15:45 mark. Good defense here by Hastings. That was a three-pointer thrown up there by Bobby McManaman. So it's now a 26-8 ball game. Hastings College with the lead. Broncos come back. Courtney Spahn bounce pass down to the baseline. That's Thompson and a traveling violation of Melissa Thompson. Being pressured by this defensive Morningside. The second turnover on the Broncos here in this first half of play. As we approach the 7-minute mark here in the first half, Morningside will come back with the basketball. Leanne Osten has got it. Works out top against Taz Yorg of Hastings. Comes over here to a Bobby McManaman. Picked up there by Sophia McDermott for Hastings College. Bounce pass comes over here to Leanne Osten. Gets the ball inside. Now turnaround jumper is up there. Rims off, no good. Shot taken there by Ashley Schroeder, who's into the ball game now. A senior out of Roca, Nebraska. Misses that first shot there, and Hastings has got the ball back the other way. Taz Yorg has got it. Now to Courtney Spahn, to McDermott, 4-3. Shot is up there. That's off of the front iron. No good. Long rebound. It comes out here. It's picked up by Taz Yorg. Dribbles inside. Stops her pass across the lane. Comes over here to McDermott. They get it back inside to Zwiener. Out of Melissa Thompson. Outside to Courtney Spahn. Back out to McDermott. Thought about the three. Dribbles inside. Tries to dish it away. Ball's going to be tipped away. Scramble is on. And it's going to be picked up by Hastings. And now we got a jump ball called. Down on the hardwood there is Melissa Thompson. She is tied up on the play by Morningside. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Mustangs. So Morningside will get it on the alternating jump. McDermott comes out of the ball game. Here comes Brittany Wong back in there. 6:16 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by a score of 26-8 here in the ball game. There's a Leanne Osten with the ball behind his screen, and now a double dribble violation on Leanne Osten. That's going to be the eighth turnover on Morningside. Here comes Statler back into the ball game now for Hastings. Alicia Statler will come in. Going out will be Zwiener. 6:08 to play here in the first half. Morningside has been held only 8 points in the first half. A team that is averaging 79 points per ball game on offense this year. So a great defensive effort by Hastings College so far. There's Taz Yorg with the ball. Out here in 3-point territory. Goes over on the far side. That's going to be Brittany Wong. Gets it inside now. The Melissa Thompson. Courtney Spahn. The Wong. The Thompson. Taz Yorg. Entry pass. Deflected away from Statler. Back to Taz. Taz here on the wing. Eight seconds on the shot clock. Here's a Courtney Spahn. Brings it back to Taz. She drives the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Chelsea Trask for Morningside. The third turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Trask gets the ball away to Beaudette. Now right side to McManaman. Down in the corner to Alferson. There's a pass inside to Schroeder. Her pass is going to throw it out of bounds. Trying to get it back out to Chelsea Trask. Out in 3 points here. It's way and Schroeder throws that one wide of the target. That's going to be 9 turnovers on Morningside here in the ballgame. They average 16 on the season. 26-8 is the score. The Hastings College women's basketball team out on top of Morningside here this afternoon. There comes Brittany Wong with the ball now for Hastings. Picked up there right at the midcourt stripe by Beaudette. Goes over to Taz Yorg. Now to Brittany Wong again. Brittany dribbling on the left side of the floor. Dribbling with the ball. Still 14 on the shot clock. Brittany Wong comes to Taz Yorg. In the center of the floor. Dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Two-handed pass down in the corner. Courtney Spahn for three. Jacks it up there and their shot good. Courtney Spahn hits her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And Hastings out on top with a score of 29-8. Everything the Broncos are throwing up going through the hole here this afternoon so far. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Spahn. Again, trying to get it down low to a Brittany Alfredson. Courtney Spahn tips out and out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Morningside. Meredith Wall coming in there now. Meredith Wall, a 5'10" sophomore out of Crete. And in the ball game for Hastings is going to be McDermott. Taz Yorg will come to the bench. 29-8 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Shelby Beaudette has got it. Gets it in here to Wall. Comes across the top to Trask. Her shot for three. Good. Chelsea Trask, one of the better players in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She's been held scoreless to this point. Now she throws down a three-pointer. She's averaging 16.4 points per ball game. 29-11 is the score. Hastings the lead. There's Melissa Thompson. Now to Courtney Spahn. Hastings has it into the forecourt with 4.5 minutes to play. McDermott with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Down in the corner, Alicia Stadler out to Brittany Wong. Down in the baseline to Spahn from 10. Shot good. Courtney Spahn now with 8 points in the ball game. It's 31-11. The Broncos out on top by 20 points here in this one. And I'll tell you what, the Broncos are not going to let their foot off of the gas today if they can help it. They want a deciding win here over a decisive win over a Morningside to help out their national tournament hopes. There's a shot by Chelsea Trask. It's going to be no good. Rebound Statler gets the ball away to Brittany Wong. Wong into the forecourt. Now to Spahn again. Fakes the three. Dribbles the ball down to the baseline. Puts it up off the window. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound Statler. And the shot is up and in. Alicia Statler gets the offensive board. I think she ripped that one out of the hands of a Morningside player down there. He got the field goal. 33-11 is the score with 3:18 to play here in this first half. Here's Trask for three. Her shot is up and in. Chelsea Trask hits her second consecutive three-pointer. It's now 33-14. Broncos have the ball here in backcourt. McDermott down the right sideline to Brittany Wong. Hastings not having any problems so far with this backcourt pressure by Morningside in this ballgame, something they were concerned about coming in here. Here's McDermott out to Courtney Spahn for three. Shot is up there. She hits another one. Courtney Spahn has been kind of quiet here the past couple of ball games. Has got 3 three-pointers in this ballgame. She's got 11 points. Hastings out on top by a score of 36-14. Under 3 minutes to play in this first half. There's a Chelsea Trask dribbling down the right side of the lane, and she is hit here by Statler, and she picks up a personal foul. Alicia picks up her first personal here in this ballgame. It's only the second team foul in Hastings in this first half. And going to the free throw line is going to be Chelsea Trask. She's got 6 points in the ballgame thus far and a couple of three-pointers. She throws it up there, and the shot good. Trask is hitting 78% from the free throw line this season. That is 10th in the conference. Zwiener comes back in. Alicia Stadler will check out. And a Bloom coming in now for Morningside as well. There's a next shot by Trask. It's up there and in. So Chelsea Trask has nailed a couple of three-pointers and a couple of free throws here in the past couple of minutes for Morningside. And the Mustangs are now down by 20 points here in the ballgame, 36-16. Here's a Courtney Spahn with the ball for Hastings as she runs it into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Out to Brittany Wong. Dribbles inside to free throw circle. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Beaudet. Morningside runs her back the other way. Beaudet, long pass ahead, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Hannah Bloom, and they threw it over her head out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Morningside here in the ball game. Hastings with only 3 turnovers in the first half. Here's Laurel Zwiener with the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn. Courtney dribbling with it here with 2.5 minutes to play. Here's a pass deflected by Trask. Chelsea grabs it back here for Morningside. That's the 4th turnover on Hastings. Chelsea Trask dribbles the ball into the lane. The shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. We got a foul on the way in. It's going to go on Brittany Wong. Wong picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the first half. Morningside will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 36-16 is the score. Hastings out on top of Morningside here this afternoon. Here comes Raggett back into the ball game now for Hastings. Courtney Spahn will check out. Melissa Thompson also checking out of the ball game as McDermott is back in there. Morningside will play things in. A bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it to Lacey Lehman, who's into the ball game now. Out to Shelby Beaudet. Here's an entry pass. They get it inside to Bloom. Their shot is way off the mark. They'll get an air ball. That's brought down here by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Frankie gets it away now to a Brittany Wong, and she will bring things up against Lehman. A feed over there in the right sideline. That's McDermott. Comes over here to Frankie Peterson on the left side of the lane. Brings it back to McDermott on the right wing, down in the corner. That's a Kaylee Raggett, double team. Raggett in trouble. Kaylee Raggett then, let's see, we have a personal foul. Nope, she's out of bounds. Kaylee Raggett was out of bounds over there. That's the 5th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 1:51 to play in the first half. Hastings 36, Morningside 16. There's a Shelby Beaudet with the ball now for Morningside. Goes over in the wing on the left side. There's Schroeder down in the corner now to Trask. Chelsea Trask moves to her right on the dribble. Here's a bounce pass inside. It's going to be taken away. Trying to get it to Bloom, and the pass was going to be intercepted. The 11th turnover on Morningside here in the ballgame. Hastings with the ball back with 90 seconds to play. McDermott with the ball. Entry pass to Zwiener. Dumps it down low to Raggett. Raggett in trouble. Gets it back to Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Laurel Zwiener scoring there for Hastings. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading now by a score of 38-16. This matches their biggest lead of the ballgame here so far. 22 points from the free throw line. A shot is thrown up there. It's off of the mark. No good by Lehman. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. That's a Raggett with the board there for the Broncos. Gets it away now to Brittany Wong. Wong with 60 seconds to play. Comes into the offensive zone. Here's Frankie Peterson. Dribbles inside. Leaves it down on the baseline to Raggett. Shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raggett knocking down a 15-footer off the left baseline. She's got 6 points, and the Broncos are blowing Morningside out of here. It's 40-16 in the first half. There's a Morningside with the ball. As they go over on the far side to Chelsea Trask. She dribbles against Wong, pulls up and shoots a 15-footer. That's off of the mark, no good. The ball poked out of bounds. That's going to be Morningside ball. Last touch there by Frankie Peterson. Into the ball game now, Kayleen Anderson for Morningside. Bloom will check out. 34 seconds to play. They're in the first half, 14 seconds on the shot clock. 40-16, Hastings in the lead. As Morningside drives to the basket, it's going to be a block shot here by Laurel Zwiener. Meredith Wall taking it to the hole, and Zwiener gets the block there for the Broncos. Hastings comes back with the ball. There's Wong from the corner. Shot is up there for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Kayleen Anderson from Morningside. There's a Lehman down the far sideline. Lacey Lehman has got it. Entry pass. They work it inside the wall, and then she throws the ball out of bounds. But we got a foul called here as Kaylee Raggeth is down in the lane here along with Anderson, and Raggeth gets hit with a personal foul. Second foul on Kaylee Raggeth. That's only the fourth team foul on Hastings here in the first half, so no free throws. Peterson will check out. Here comes Courtney Spahn back into the ball game for Hastings. 11.7 seconds to play here in this first half. Hastings with a lead, 40-16. Morningside will play things out here to Beaudet on the high post. They get it to Anderson. Her shot from inside the free throw circle is no good. Rebound Spahn. 5 seconds. Here's Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong from the half court sends it over here to Raggeth. Her shot is up there. It's no good. But it would have been no good anyway. It was after the horn sounds. An impressive first half of play here by the 18th ranked team in the country in Hastings College. The Broncos have the lead over fourth ranked Morningside at the break. The score, Hastings 40, Morningside 16. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College out on top of fourth-ranked Morningside at women's college basketball. The score is 40-16 here at halftime. Hastings got out to a 10-5 lead with 15 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Then Morningside goes 8 minutes and 20 seconds without scoring a single point. Hastings rattles off 16 straights as the Broncos got out to a 26-5 lead. Morningside then hits a three-pointer to break the drought. However, the Broncos have kept their foot on the accelerator here in this first half, and Hastings has got the 40-16 lead at halftime. Chelsea Trask is leading Morningside in scoring so far. She has got 8 points, and leading the way for Hastings College here in this scoring barrage is Courtney Spahn. She has got 11 points. She's got 3 three-pointers here in the first half of play. So Hastings has got the lead at halftime over Morningside by a score of 40-16. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Conference Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena at halftime. It is 40-16. Hastings College has got the lead over the Morningside Mustangs. Hastings getting 11 points in the first half from Courtney Spahn. 3 field goals and a 2-point field goal for her 11. Laurel Zwiener has got a couple of field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6. Alicia Stadler, 3 field goals and 6 points. Kaylee Raggeth has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Sophia McDermott at 3 and a 2. She's got 5. Brittany Wong has got a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 4 points. For Morningside, Chelsea Trask has got a couple of three-pointers, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 8 points here in the first half. Shelby Baudette has knocked down a three. Her only points in the ball game. Bobby McManaman has got a field goal from three-point range for 3 points, and Brittany Alfredson has got a field goal for two. Morningside 2 out of 2 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. An awful half of play there for Morningside. They connect on just 5 of 26 field goals for 19%. Morningside's a team that's come in here averaging 41% from the field this year. That's 7th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But, boy, they didn't have their Wheaties this morning. 5 out of 26 from the field here in the first half for 19%. Hastings 16 out of 31 for 51%. Morningside 4 out of 12 on three-pointers for 33%. Hastings 4 out of 5 for 80%. Neither team has missed a free throw yet. Morningside 2 out of 2. Hastings 4 out of 4. Broncos out rebounding Morningside in the first half 18 to 13. The offensive boards tied at 6 apiece. The Broncos with 7 turnovers. Morningside has got 12. Hastings with 2 block shots. Morningside has got 1. It's Hastings with 8 steals in this first half compared to 3 for Morningside. The score is 40 to 16. Hastings has got the lead over Morningside here this afternoon. We also see we've got another game that's just gone to halftime, and that is Northwestern. Northwestern is out on top of Midland at the break. The score is 54 to 33. Dort is leading Doan at halftime in women's play. The score is 28 to 22. And Hastings has got the lead here over the fourth-ranked team in the country, Morningside, at halftime. The score is 40 to 16. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Tyson Ervonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight, the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the President's Day Savings event at Rogers Incorporated and get up to a $600 prepaid MasterCard rebate by mail with the purchase of qualifying Whirlpool and Maytag appliances through February 26, 2012. Special financing too. See Rogers for flag-waving savings on Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is baseball star Kirby Wells. Kirby, a senior from Grand Island, Nebraska, is majoring in K-12 special education with a 3.4 GPA. On the diamond, he's been a three-year starter for the Broncos. Honorable mention, an all-conference. He's just second-team all-conference and has been an NAIA Champion of Character recipient. Last year, he was an 11-game winner with a 4.21 ERA. He led the Broncos to the NAIA National Tournament. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Kirby Wells, and it's brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHGS Radio. Tyson Fronick with you. Joining us this evening is Dr. Kitty Gray. She is the Director of Forensics over at Hastings College. Kitty, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Kitty, let's just talk a little bit about the forensics team so far this year. From everything that I've been hearing from you guys, it's been a very successful year so far.
Yes, we have had a number of first place
placings as a team, as well as our debate team has been doing really well. So we've been really encouraged by the season thus far.
And take a little bit of time and explain this, competitive speaking, if you will, this entire concept of forensics. What's this really all about?
Certainly, it harkens back to the ancient Greek days, forensics does, as in trying to get to the truth of something used to be where the Greeks would go into the courtroom and try to make their case, and has spun since then into forensic speaking from the debate side as well as individual events, because you're trying to tell the truth of your message, including poetry, drama, communication analysis, persuasion, informative. There are 11 different events that students get to compete in for the speech arena, if you will, mm-hmm. regarding individual events. And any of the Hastings College students can participate in any of those 11 events.
And talk about, you're the director of this forensics program over at Hastings College. When you're selecting students, for instance, we have informative speaking. Let's take communication analysis, for example. How do you place the students into those categories?
At first, we allow them to make the decision. Especially incoming students are a little more hesitant in events such as communication analysis because they've never had the opportunity to experience that event before when they are in high school. It's mm-hmm. a collegiate event only. And as such, sometimes they will shy away from those types of events. But once we recognize what their talent is like, we then try to encourage them to do more of the events that may be beneficial for their growth and for their speaking abilities. So we start off with allowing anybody to do whatever they would like to be a part of the team, and then as coaches really work to encourage particular events.
Hastings College has had a very long history of successful forensics programs year in and year out. What is the draw here at Hastings College?
I think part of it is tradition. The team is the oldest co-curricular activity on the Hastings College campus. We beat out the Collegian by a semester, and it was started in 1897, and it was a male debate league. So I think the notion of tradition that we've been here as long as pretty much the school's been here, not quite, but almost, I think gives it a little bit of pull to get folks here. Additionally, I think people have a tendency to enjoy success, and we are the number one undergraduate small college for the last decade at the American Forensics Association National Individual Events Tournament. Not we are 18th in the nation right now, but when you average all of our ranks, we are number one for small colleges. So I think that plays a lot into it as well. And I think once the students get to campus, we have a work weekend where we show them all of the traditions of the team, such as when you're in the Gray Center, which is where the team is housed out of, you walk the blue carpet instead of walking on the rest of the carpet. You kiss the one, not the two, on the plaque that was from our main contributor, Thomas Cree. So I think a lot of that helps to build camaraderie. We sing our alma mater at the top of our lungs before we leave for a tournament, at the chagrin of the dogs in the neighborhood, of course. But I think a lot of that has to do with how we're able to maintain and get students to come to the program, because we have quite the tradition.
Now, with that, you have a big tournament coming up this weekend. I believe the state tournament will be held this weekend over in Kearney.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Our state tournament is a very strong and difficult tournament for our team, because we get to compete with all of the other nationally ranked teams, and it'll be a good way to test our skills and see where we're at. The team's gunning for number one. We would really like to see an overall first place trophy, which means that they have to do well in both parliamentary debate as well as their individual events to make that happen. And so we'll know Saturday night around 9 o'clock what we're able to achieve.
All right. Well, once again, that's Kitty Grace with the Hastings College Forensics Team. She is the director of the forensics program over at Hastings College. So far, another successful start for the Hastings College Forensics Program. So, Kitty, we really appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us so much at halftime here at the basketball game. And we'll catch back with you later after this weekend, see how the team did. We look forward and hopefully that you guys do well over there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS at halftime of the women's ball game. Hastings out on top of the fourth-ranked team in the country. 40-16 is the score. Morningside shoots just 19% in the first half of play. Briar Cliff is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan at halftime. That was the other game that was going on. 52-41 at halftime. Briar Cliff with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan. The GPAC postseason tournament will get underway next week. And it looks like Hastings will play at Briar Cliff on Wednesday night in the opening round. Hastings cannot move up or down in the regular season rankings today, no matter what happens in the GPAC. Same story for Briar Cliff. So it appears Hastings will be the number 5 seed. Briar Cliff will be the number 4 seed. And Hastings will play at Briar Cliff in the opening round of the women's tournament that gets underway next Wednesday. Again, the official pairings will be released after the action today. Hastings with a lead. Let's hope we can keep this going here in the second half. 40-16 is the score. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Hastings with a big lead after shooting 51% from the field in the first half, including 4 out of 5 on three-pointers. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany comes over here to Courtney Spahn, down to Kaylee Raggett in the corner, lobs the ball inside to Stadler, kicks it back out, now to Spahn, 4-3, shot is up there, she buries another one. Courtney Spahn has got 14 points in the ball game. She has got 4 three-pointers here in the contest. And Hastings out on top now by a score of 43-16. So they start off the second half like they ended the first half, and that's on fire. Here's a shot at there, and in. Kayleen Anderson scores from Morningside just in time to three-point ring. 43-18. There's a Sophia McDermott with the ball down the near sideline for Hastings College. McDermott retreats out here to three-point territory. Trying to penetrate, goes over to Brittany Wong at the top of the key, moves it to the left side of the floor. Brittany Wong, bounce pass to McDermott. The ball's being intercepted. Intercepted here by Beaudette. Hastings turns the ball away. Coming back the other way is Chelsea Trask with the ball. Trask moves it inside, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. It's deflected out of bounds there by Spahn of Hastings. So the Broncos turn the ball away for the first time here in the second half. They've got 8 for the ball game. Morningside, they had 12 turnovers in the first half of play. There's Morningside with the ball. Anderson has a shot blocked down there by Statler. And the ball is recovered here by Kaylee Raggeth. So another block shot. That's the third one of the day for Alicia Statler. Here comes Courtney Spahn. Her pass is deflected. And the ball is brought out of there by Morningside. Running back the other way is Osten. Leanne Osten dribbles the ball against Wong. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is swatted around. It's picked up here by Courtney Spahn. So Courtney has got it here for Hastings College. Gets it away to Brittany Wong. Now to Courtney Spahn down the far sideline. 18-20 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings leading Morningside by a score of 43-18. McDermott down to Kaylee Raggett. Entry pass. It's going to be knocked away from Statler. And the ball is picked up here by Anderson. Second straight turnover there on Hastings College. That's the 9 turnovers now in the Broncos. Driving inside is Leanne Osten. Gets into the free throw line. That's Anderson with the ball. Anderson down to Beaudette. Her shot on the left side of the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Alicia gets the ball away. Here's Brittany Wong. She cuts toward the goal, takes it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. The driving layup is missed. Rebound comes down to Anderson. Anderson gets it to the near sideline of Chelsea Trask. She'll fire up a three ball. It's up there, no good. Rebound, Alicia Stadler, and she is hit from behind and a foul called. A foul here will go on Anderson, Kayleen Anderson for Morningside. That's her third. Alicia Stadler over 1,400 points in her career here at Hastings College. She has over 900 rebounds, and if the Broncos can get into the national tournament, and Alicia continues on this pace, she will be one of the very few women's basketball players in Hastings College history to score at least 1,000 points and grab at least 1,000 rebounds during her career. She'll need some help as we get into the postseason, however. She's still slightly less than 100 rebounds short of that. Here comes Hastings back in the offensive zone here. 43-18 is the score. Broncos have the ball. Courtney Spahn down here in the corner. Comes out to Brittany Wong. Wong now to Taz Yorick. Taz brings it to Brittany Wong. Top of the key. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out here. Taz Yorick on the wing. Entry pass to Stadler. Spins away. Shot is up there and in. Alicia Stadler down with 8 points in the ballgame. 45-18. Hastings College with a lead over Morningside. We're down to 17 minutes to play here in the contest. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there. Rebound by Chelsea Trask. Trask has got it back offensively. The shot taken by Ashley Schroeder of Morningside. There's the Mustangs with the ball. They got it to Leanne Osten. Back outside now to Beaudette. Here's a shot by Alfredson. The shot is up and in. That's Brittany Alfredson scoring there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. The Broncos lead by 25, 45-20. Here's a Taz Yorick with the ball down the near sideline. Picked up out there by Leanne Osten from Morningside on the high post. That's Stadler. Drops it down low to Oral Zwiener. The ball poked away. Zwiener picks it back up. Out to Taz here, right side of the lane. Out to Brittany Wong, top of the key. Now to Taz Yorick on the wing on the right side. Stops there. Two-handed pass goes over to Courtney Spahn. Her shot's to be blocked down. It's recovered here by Alfredson, and a foul is called. Brittany Alfredson gets the block on Courtney Spahn, and then Courtney gets hit with a personal foul. Trying to go after that ball, after that block shot. Here comes Wong out of the ball game now. Now Hastings will go with Sierra Williamson in there now. 45-20 is the score. Hastings with a 25-point lead. We're about 4 minutes into the second half. Here's Alfredson right at the free throw line, picked up by Wong. Bounce pass comes out here in the 3-point territory. That's Danielle Betts with the ball. There's a long-range jumper. It's put up there and in. Alfredson throwing up a three-pointer from the deep right corner. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, 45-23. There's a steal now at the midcourt stripe down in the corner to Chelsea Trask. She drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. That's going to be Morningside ball, and now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Hastings College calls a timeout. The lead is down to 22 points. 15 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's Hastings 45, Morningside 23.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Women's college basketball here this afternoon. Got the men's game coming up next. An important ball game for the Hastings College men's basketball team as they try to claw their way into the GPAC postseason tournament that starts next week. Morningside trailing Hastings here, 45-23 in women's college basketball. There's Betts dribbling down the right side of the lane. Now she's trapped. She goes up for the shot anyway and scores. And now Betts scoring there for Morningside. That's her first field goal. And the Bronco lead is now 20. The Broncos throwing it to the near sideline. Zwiener has got double team. Gets the ball away to Sophia McDermott. Sophia into the forecourt now to Frankie Peterson. Her shot from the left side is no good. Rebound comes down to Taz Yorick. Keeps the ball alive for Hastings. Frankie's got it out here in 3-point territory. Drives it to the right wing. Reverses the ball now to McDermott. At the top of the key. Now to Frankie Peterson on the wing. Frankie takes it down on the baseline, circles around underneath the basket, goes for the shot, and a jump ball is going to be called. Frankie Peterson trying to power the ball to the goal there, and she is tied up on a play as she goes up for the shot. The arrow is pointing in favor of Morningside, so that'll be a Hastings College turnover. 10 turnovers now on Hastings here in the ballgame. We're 5 minutes into the second half. It's 45-25. Hastings with a 20-point lead over the fourth-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Here's Betts with the ball, angling in, takes it down on the baseline. Getting away from Frankie Peterson. There's a pass down low on the baseline. It should be blocked out of bounds. Trying to get it to Alfredson. She had it in a He tries to go up with a shot there, and it was blocked out of bounds by Zwiener. It's going to be Morningside playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Leanne Osten comes way out here to Chelsea Trask. Trask with the ball. Picked up by Taz York defensively as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense. On the high post, they get it to a Schroeder. Now back inside to Trask. First shot again is blocked out of bounds. That time, it was a Sierra Williamson. The Morningside having a tough time penetrating that Bronco defense down low. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Chelsea Trask will inbound the ball here for the Mustangs. Gets it into Alfredson. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she draws a personal foul. Personal foul is going to be called here on Laurel Zwiener. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Brittany Alfredson. Has not shot a free throw so far today. 76% on the season. And her first shot is off the right side. No good. She'll get one more. Foul in the act of shooting. Brittany Alfredson at the free throw line here for Morningside, a senior from Mobile, Iowa. Next shot is up there. It's good. 45-26. Hastings now with a 19-point lead over Morningside. Hastings led at halftime 40-16. There's a Taz York with the ball. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line. Zwiener out to Frankie Peterson. Now to McDermott on the left side. Dribbles inside. Puts up a little 12-footer. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Schroeder for Morningside. Gives it away to Chelsea Trask into the forecourt. Bounce pass goes to Osten. Entry pass to Alfredson. And contact made again in the foul called. Brittany Alfredson right underneath the hole. She's fouling the play here by Hastings. That's going to go on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on Hastings. Morningside will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 14-15 to play in the ballgame. Osten comes out to a Chelsea Trask, picked up there by Sophia McDermott of Hastings. Alfredson at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper is up there. No good. Sierra Williamson had the rebound. Lost it. It's saved here by Morningside. Chelsea Trask with it now. Chelsea on the left side. She drives it into the paint. Her scoop shot is up there. It's blocked out of bounds by Zwiener. Blocked out of bounds by Laurel Zwiener. She's the second leading shot blocker in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Zwiener had 41 blocks coming in here. You got a couple in this ball game against the Mustangs. Now with 23 on the shot clock, Morningside will play things in. They got it down there in the baseline. That's Osten with the ball. Osten comes out here in the three-point territory. That's Schroeder with the ball. Over to Chelsea Trask on the wing. Comes over here on the left side to Betts. Takes it to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Ball is lost on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings basketball, and they will play things in here. 13:47 to play in the ball game. It's 45-26. Hastings with the lead, and now here's a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Chelsea Trask. That's going to be their first. Team foul number 2 on the Mustangs here in the second half. So Hastings will inbound again. McDermott will get it in to Laurel Zwiener. Back to McDermott. She races the ball back the other way down the near sideline, and the pass is going to be behind Frankie Peterson out of bounds. Frankie Peterson can't control the pass, and now the official is going to meet here. McDermott says it was tapped out of bounds. The official is going to confer, and we'll see what happens here. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. It was tapped out of bounds. All right, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The ball was swatted out of bounds there by Morningside. Frankie Peterson looking to get things in. Frankie looking, finally does, to McDermott. McDermott on the baseline, comes back out into three-point territory. Now the ball knocked loose by Beaudet. It's into the backcourt and is picked up here. Now an over and back violation. Evidently, it was not knocked out of her hands. He just left out of bounds. So it's going to be Morningside playing things in here on the near sideline. It'll be a turnover on Hastings. They're 11th in the ballgame. Here comes Brittany Wong in. Here comes Statler in. Taz Yorick checking out. Laurel Zwiener checking out for Hastings. 13:33 to play in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 45-26. Here's Leanne Osten with the ball now. Osten goes over to Chelsea Trask on the far sideline to Betts. Betts holding on to it. Out to Alfredson. Moves it over here to Chelsea Trask. Free throw line extended left side. Back out between the rings. That's going to be Osten. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. With the ball is Betts. Takes it in the lane. Kicks it back out here. Osten fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Shots will be blocked out of her hands again by Alicia Stadler. Boy, if it's not Alicia, it's Sierra Williamson or Laurel Zwiener inside, as Morningside cannot penetrate this defense of Hastings today. Here comes Courtney Spahn in the ballgame. Checking out is going to be Peterson. 13-11 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 45, Morningside 26. Mustangs will play things in. Osten to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Getting the field goal there was Ashley Schroeder. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 45-28 now. Morningside is back to within 17 points. Hastings with the ball. Into the fourth court comes Stadler. Stadler down to Sophia McDermott to the far sideline to Courtney Spahn. Grabs the ball. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass down on the baseline. That's a Williamson with it now. The Courtney Spahn flips it away to a Brittany Wong. Brittany sends over here to McDermott. 4-3. Shot is up there. Nails it. Sophia McDermott hits the three ball. That's 8 points in the ball game now for McDermott. And Hastings again leads by 20. It is 48-28. Here's Morningside with the ball. Here's Chelsea Trask for a long three. Shot good. Chelsea Trask from several feet behind the three-point arc there. She nails her third three-point of the ball game. She's got 11 points. 48-31. Again, a 17-point lead for Hastings College. Here come the Broncos back. McDermott on the wing on the right side. McDermott, two-handed pass, goes over to Courtney Spahn. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball against Osten. Sends it down to the baseline again to a Courtney Spahn. She falls down with the ball underneath the basket. She is blocked, and foul's going to go here on Morningside. So a blocking foul here on Morningside. It'll go on Danelle Betts. That's going to be her first. Here comes four new players into the ball game now for head coach Jamie Sale. 48-31. Hastings with a 17-point lead. Broncos led by 24 at halftime, 40-16. So it'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Stadler has got the ball. Now to Sophia McDermott, the Williamson, the Brittany Wong. Now to Sophia again out here in three-point territory. Brittany Wong in the wing. Brittany dribbling with the ball here. We've got 18 seconds left in the shot clock. Sophia down in the corner to a Courtney Spahn. Bounce pass inside to Sierra Williamson. Back out for three. Shot is up there. It is in and out. No good by Wong. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Good, and she's fouling the play. Alicia Stadler getting the offensive board there and a putback. And she is fouling the play here. The foul is going to go on Kayleen Anderson. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. She's going to have to check out. Here comes Hannah Bloom back into the ballgame. Alicia's got 10 points in the ballgame here today. And she'll now go to the free throw line. This will be her first free throw attempt. She's a 76% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. Hastings back out to a 20-point lead again at 51-31. 11 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here's a Randy Ebert back into the ballgame now for Morningside. Goes over to Bobby McManaman. Out to a Beaudette, who's back into the ballgame. Now to Ebert. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. McManaman has got it. Out here to a Shelby Beaudette. Hastings College matching up here. Man-to-man on the right side with the ball is Hannah Bloom. Brings it back out on the top of the key to Beaudette. Now down in the corner, a three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Randy Ebert. Rebound Hastings. Long pass down the floor. That's a McDermott. McDermott goes up for the shot. It's going to be partially deflected out of her hands, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Shelby Beaudette. Beaudette runs her back the other way down the near sideline to Randy Ebert. Takes it down on the baseline, kicks it out down in the corner. With the ball there is Bloom. Out on top now to Beaudette. Entry pass to the free throw line. That's a Lehman. She drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Morningside. So Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 10 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the ball game. Here comes Kaylee Raggett into the ball game now for Hastings. Sierra Williamson will check out. Hastings looking for their 20th win of the season here this afternoon. They can lock things up here. They would go to 20-9 during the regular season. Here's McManaman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Ball tapped around. McManaman had it. Now she lost it. It's picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Wong comes up the floor here. Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory. Gets it to a Courtney Spahn. To the near sideline now to Sophia McDermott. Out to Spahn. Entry pass to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett drives down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He puts it up there left-handed, and now we got a jump ball and a rebound. Alternating jump will go to Hastings College, so the Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 10:34 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 51, Morningside 31. They're playing things in here to Alicia Stadler. Now to Sophia McDermott, to Kaylee Raggett at the top of the key. Raggett sends it over here on the wing on the right side. That's Courtney Spahn. Spahn holds it. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Raggett has got it. Morningside in a zone defense right now. Raggett dribbles the ball into the lane. Goes over to Wong. She throws it up there. The shot no good. Offensive rebound. Stadler, shot no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Spahn. Spahn gets it back down to Brittany Wong, and she'll put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Here's Spahn. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to McDermott. Now to Brittany Wong. Back to McDermott on the left side. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Raggett, shot good. Haley Raggett scores a little 12-footer off of the left baseline. She's got four field goals and 8 points. Hastings leading 53-31. There's a shot on the baseline on the other end. It's no good by Bloom. Rebounded on the weak side, though, by Morningside, so they keep it alive here. There's a Beaudette with the ball. Beaudette goes over to Bloom. Back outside now to Beaudette. She dribbles inside. A shot from five is no good. Rebound Statler. Long pass ahead. They get it to McDermott. She drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. Good, and she's fouled. McDermott gets the field goal to go down. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Nicole Rahner. Out of Morningside, that's going to be your first. Hastings now leading by a score of 55-31. And going to the free throw line will be McDermott of Hastings. McDermott, 77% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there and in. So Sophia McDermott with a three-point play. And the Broncos lead by a score of 56-31. Back to a 25-point lead. Morningside had it down to 17 a little while ago. Driving for the hole. Another shot blocked there by Statler, but a foul is going to be called. Bentz. Over the ball inside, and Alicia Statler gets the block, but she's hit with a personal foul, too. The second foul on Statler in the ball game. Danielle Bentz will go to the free throw line now for Morningside, a 76% foul shooter in the season. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far today and hits a free throw here. And in the ball game now for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. Statler will check out. Here comes Taz York into the ball game. Brittany Wong will come to the bench. 56-32, Hastings with a lead over the fourth-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Danielle Betts will have another shot. It's up there as good. So she hits a couple of free throws. It's now 56-33. Hastings led at halftime 40-16. After Morningside shot just 19% in the first half. Here's a steal now in backcourt. Osten has got it. As they go back down in the corner, it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Danielle Betts had the ball down in the baseline, and they threw it out of bounds, but it was tipped out there by Hastings. Broncos will play things in. Chelsea Trask will play things in. Out here to Leanne Osten. Entry pass to the free throw line. Schroeder shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Rather as Zwiener of Hastings. Laurel Zwiener has got the ball off from the far sideline out of Courtney Spahn. The senior from Mesquite, Nevada, just north of Las Vegas. Spahn playing her last home game here for the Broncos this afternoon. Here's Laurel Zwiener. Double team, triple team. Zwiener gets the ball out of there. She comes to the near sideline. Wide open is Taz. Her shot for three. Good. They leave Taz York all alone here on the right side of the floor, and they make her pay for it. Taz York has got her first field goal of the ball game. Here's the ball. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Broncos. Hastings now out on top by a score of 59-33 with 8 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Morningside with the ball as they got it in their offensive zone. They worked it inside to Alfredson. Alfredson has a baseline cutoff. Back out to Chelsea Trask for three. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, good. Danielle Betts scoring there on the offensive putback. She's got 6 points. It is now a 59-35 score. Hastings with the lead. Taz York has got it to the far sideline out of Courtney Spahn. Courtney dribbling with the ball here in backcourt. Dribbles behind her back. Gets it away from Leanne Osten and gets it into the offensive zone. As they get it to Sophia McDermott here at the top of the key. McDermott here on the right sideline to Taz York. Dribbles to the elbow, right side of the lane, down on the baseline. That's Zwiener. Entry pass deflected away from Kaylee Raggett, and the ball is brought down by Morningside. Turnover number 12 in the ball game for the Broncos. Here's Trask with the ball deep in the left corner. Chelsea Trask moves over here on the wing to a Betts down to the free throw line to Schroeder. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. It's Zwiener had it. She lost it. Down to a Trask to the right side. A three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Osten. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Courtney Spahn with the ball for the Broncos. As she hustles back the other way for Hastings. Dribbles into the lane. And now we got a foul call there. It's going to go on Morningside. A personal foul here will go on Trask. That's going to be her second. Hastings will play things in. It's only the 16th foul. The 16th foul on Morningside here in the sixth half. So Statler coming back into the ball game. Zwiener checks out. Raggett's also going to check out of the ball game. Melissa Thompson comes back in. Lacey Lehman comes into the ball game now for Morningside. And here comes Beaudette back in. So Chelsea Trask is going to get a quick breather here for the Mustangs. 7:27 to play in the ball game. Hastings 59, Morningside 35. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball out here in three-point territory for Hastings. Comes across the top as to get it to Taz York. Now to Wong again. Brittany dribbling on the ball, trying to get away from Beaudette. Sends a pass over here to Taz York. Dribbles inside, puts up a shot partially deflected. Ball tapped back out. Picked up by Spahn. Now to Brittany Wong. Now to Taz York again. On the wing. Right side of the lane. Entry pass. They get it to Statler. Dumps it down low. Thompson grabs it. Shot up and in. The assist that time to Alicia Stadler. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal. Hastings is out on top now 61-35 with 6:55 to play in the ball game. There's a Danielle Betts with the ball. Out to Beaudette, down to the baseline. A shot taken there by Shorter is no good, but she's hacked on the arm, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Statler. That's going to be your third. So going to the free throw line will be Ashley Schroeder from Morningside. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far in the ballgame. Schroeder, a six-foot senior out of Roca, Nebraska. As Ashley Schroeder throws one up there, and the shot good. Hastings firmly entrenched in the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings will play next Wednesday night at Briar Cliff up in Sioux City. The official pairings will be released later on today, but right now that looks like the pairing. Hastings and Briar Cliff in the opening round of the tournament on Wednesday night in Sioux City, a matchup of number 4 and number 5 seeded teams. Second shot is up there. It is good by Ashley Schroeder. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. She's going to check out. Here comes Kayleen Anderson back into the ballgame. 6:49 to play in the game. Hastings leading Morningside by a score of 61-37. There's Taz York down the right sideline. Nice pass as you get it to Brucklin, who just checked into the ball game. Cammie Brucklin, and her shot is up and in. That's Cammie's first field goal of the ball game. 63-37. Hastings blowing Morningside out of here this afternoon. There's Betts with the ball in the deep wing on the right side, dribbling to the ball. Betts comes out here. That's Beaudette with it now at the top of the key. Shelby Beaudette moves it over here to a Lacey Lehman. Brings it back to Beaudette. Back to Lehman, left side. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Over to Betts. Moves it down on the baseline. Out for center. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Anderson goes up. Her shot. No good. Rebound is brought down by Hastings. That's Cammie Brackman with the ball. For the Broncos here in backcourt. Brackman gets it away now to Brittany Wong, and she'll bring things up here against Lacey Lehman. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 63-37. Brittany Wong goes over to Cammie Brackman. Brackman looking to penetrate. Ball knocked loose. Brackman picks it back up. Double team, and now it's going to be fouled into play. It'll be fouled into play here as Cammie Brackman is hit on the play. Foul's going to go on Danielle Betts. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line is going to be Cammie Brackman. Brackman is 73% foul shooter on the season here for the Broncos, and her shot is up there. She misses a shot, and the rebound comes down to Morningside. That's Kayleen Anderson with the ball. Gets it ahead now to Danielle Betts out on top to Shelby Beaudette. Right side to Anderson. Dribbling down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Alfredson down on her back there and loose the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Alfredson had it, lost it, then fell down and lost it out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Chelsea Trask back into the ball game now for Morningside. 5:35 to play in the ball game. 63-37. In between games, we'll have a report from Doug Duda at the state wrestling tournament in Omaha. We'll get you back here and get the comments from Hastings men's coach Lance Creech, and tip-off scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex in the men's game between Hastings and Morningside. Taz York, there's a pass down on the baseline. Melissa Thompson. Thompson brings it back out on top to Brittany Wong. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany takes it out on the baseline. She's trapped, lobs it inside. Statler grabs it, shoots, and scores. Brittany Wong gets the assist, and Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. He's now got 13 in the ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 65-37. There's a Shelby Beaudette entry pass to get it to Anderson. At the elbow, gives it away to Alfredson. Dribbles down the lane, runs into Stadler in a traveling violation. Alfredson drove it to the hole and runs right into Alicia Stadler in the lane, and a traveling violation is called in Morningside. 13 turnovers on the Mustangs. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. Coming out will be Statler. Into the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Brianna Mosier's into the ball game now. But now Jamie Sales sending in some new troops. Brianna Mosier's first appearance here in the ball game. Hastings leading 65-37 in what was expected to be a tight ball game here this afternoon. The Broncos have played well in this one. Taz York on the wing. On the left side, cross-court pass comes over here to Brucklin. She tries to power the ball to the basket, and she's going to be fouled in a play here. The foul is going to go on Danielle Betts. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to be the 18th foul in Morningside. So it's going to be Cammie Brucklin going to the free throw line here for Hastings College. So Brucklin goes to the line, and her shot is up there and in. She'll get one more. Morningside came in second in the conference at 16-3. Concordia has got the lead in the conference at 17-2. Northwestern currently in third place at 15-4. Here comes the next shot by Bruckman. It is up there, and the shot bounces around the iron. It's going to fall off, no good. Rebound comes down here to Morningside. So it's 66-37. Hastings with the lead here in this ball game. Here's a Trask. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. So the Broncos will play things in. Hastings using a 16-0 run in the first half when Morningside went 8 minutes and 20 seconds without scoring a single point. They open up the lead, and Hastings has not let Morningside back into the ball game. Here's Taz Jorgis. He dribbles the ball down the near sideline. She's had a forced out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Jeff Dittman can only smile at that one as this team is enjoying a lead. Maybe she was hit on the play. That's not the case as they give the ball back to a Morningside here with 4 minutes to play in the second half. It's 66-37. Morningside with the ball. Entry pass to get it to Anderson. Pounding the ball to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Laurel Zwinger. The ball's going to be recovered here by Brittany Wong. Run back the other way. Drives into the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Baudette, and the foul is going to be called. The foul here will go on Hastings and go on Bruckman. That's going to be your first. 66-37. Hastings College with the lead here in women's college basketball. Broncos get ready for the GPAC tournament next week, and maybe this win here will be enough to get Hastings into the national tournament, knocking off the fourth-ranked team in the country by 30-plus points here. Mustangs powering the ball down low, and another foul is going to be called on Bruckman. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line now for Morningside is going to be Brianna Mosier. Brianna Mosier goes to the line here for a couple of shots. So Mosier into the ball game here for Jamie Sale and the Mustangs, and her shot is up there is good. Brianna Mosier getting the free throw to go down there. She's a junior from Sioux City, 5'9". As Mosier will have one more. It's now a 66-38 ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's up there, in and out, and back in again. Mosier cans a pair of free throws. Here comes McDermott back into the ball game. Brianna Wong, or rather, Brittany Wong will check out of there. Checking in for Hastings will be Josie Schomp. Schomp will come in for Taz York. So 3:42 to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading 66-39. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany dribbling with it here, and well, that's McDermott. She's in there now. Sophia McDermott gets the ball ahead now to Melissa Thompson. Back to Sophia out here in three-point territory. Across the top, Josie Schomp. They get it inside to Zwiener. Down on the baseline, there's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Bruckman. And the rebound comes down to Mosier of Morningside. Gets the ball ahead now to Shelby Baudette. Baudette back in the offensive zone to Mosier. She's going to be called for a traveling violation. Traveling violation called here on Morningside. That's going to be the 14th turnover on the Mustangs here in the ballgame. 3:14 to play. Hastings with a lead, 66-39. There's a Josie Schomp with the ball into the forecourt, now to Thompson, and she's going to be called for the steps. Little indecision there for Melissa Thompson. Hit with a traveling violation. That's 14 turnovers now in Hastings. 3:08 to go here in the second half, 66-39. Hastings with the lead. Broncos led at halftime 40-16. There's a Chelsea Trask with the ball at the top of the key. Drives it against McDermott. Some contact made out here, and a foul is going to be called. McDermott is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Chelsea Trask to the free throw line. She's got 11 points in the ball game. 3 3-pointers and a couple of free throws. He misses a shot here. She won't get the second one as she misses the front end of the bonus. And the rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson for Hastings. Thompson into the forecourt. Now to McDermott. Comes over here to a Josie Schomp. Schomp right side of the lane. Trying to get it away against the Trask. Sends it back out here to McDermott. Out of Josie Schomp. Dribble penetration to the free throw line to Bruckman. Out on top again, that's McDermott. Out of Schomp, inside to Thompson. Over to Bruckman, 4-3. Shot is up there, good. Tammy Bruckman nails the tray for Hastings. She's now got 6 points in the ball game for the Broncos. And Hastings now leads by 30. It is 69-39 over the fourth-ranked team in the country in Morningside. They lob it to Schroeder right to free throw line. Kicks it back out here. That's a Chelsea Trask trying to dribble it inside. Goes up for the shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Schroeder. Follow shot no good. Rebound Schroeder. Follow shot blocked down on the foul called. Laurel Zwiener hit with a personal foul. Nope, it's going to be a... They said Melissa Thompson. She was not even close. Melissa Thompson gets hit with a personal foul. They're going up against the Laurel Zwiener, but Thompson gets hit with a personal foul there. Here's Ashley Schroeder going to the free throw line now for Morningside. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game now for Hastings. Stop. 69-39 is the score. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. So Mosier gets one of two to go through a hole. Jamie Blevins is into the ball game now for Hastings. She's the fourth senior on this basketball squad. She's been playing most of her career now on the junior varsity level, but she's going to suit up today because of an injury that occurred during this week in practice to new recruit Carly Meyer, a freshman, who was just starting to work her way into some playing time, but she hurt her knee this week, and she's out today. There's a turnover on Hastings as she throws it to the far sideline. That's going to be 15 turnovers on Hastings. 69-40 is the score. Hastings with a lead here over Morningside. This will open up a few eyes across the conference and across the nation today in women's college basketball. Morningside has got the ball in their offensive zone here as they work with it against Hastings, and a lot of fresh bodies out there now for both teams. There's Nicole Rahner with a ball for Morningside. As they get it over here to a Meredith Wall, who's into the ball game down in the baseline. That's going to be Randy Ebert. Back outside, here's Rahner for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Williamson of Hastings. Sierra gets the ball away to the near sideline. Here come the Broncos now. Josie Schaap has got the ball. Sends it to the far sideline. That's going to be Breckman with it now. Out to a Josie Schaap at the top of the key. Moves it over here on the wing on the right side. That's Aaron Vanderpool's into the ball game now. There's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Rahner, running back the other way for Morningside. Comes over here on the left wing now. That's a Brianna Mosier with the ball. Out of the high post, they get it to Laura Tomjack, who's into the ball game. Back outside, a three-pointer thrown up there by Wall. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. 69-40. Hastings out on top of Morningside this afternoon. Mustangs shot 19% in the first half and fell behind 40-16 at halftime, and this has not been a contest here today. There's a shot by Blevins up there, no good. Rebound is attempted to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside ball. But Jamie Blevins moving up from the JV squad into the ball game now for Hastings. Misses that shot. We're down to 49 seconds to play. 69-40. Hastings has got the lead. Morningside with the ball back in their offensive zone. Ebert has got it. Drives the ball to the basket. The shot's going to be blocked down by Blevins, and a foul is going to be called. Blevins gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Morningside is going to be Randy Ebert. Ebert has not scored so far today. Their shot is up there, and the shot is good. Gets into the scorebook here. A 76% foul shooter in the season. Ebert, a junior from Mobile, Iowa. A couple of Mobile, Iowa natives on this roster for Morningside. Second shot is up there. It's good by Ebert. And it's now a 69-42 lead. Hastings out on top. Here's Blevins with the ball. Gets it to Cammy Breckman. Breckman hustles into the forecourt. Now double-teamed on the wing. Gets it to Sierra Williamson. Now to Josie Schaap. Moves the ball down on the baseline on the dribble. Schaap still on the dribble. Sends it cross-court. Now to Breckman. Breckman out in 3 points in its way. Drives it down on the baseline. Now to Williamson. Her shot is no good, but she's fouling apart. Nope, traveling violation. Traveling violation is called on Breckman before she got the pass away. Hastings turns it away for the 17th time here in the ballgame. 69-42 is the score. Hastings out on top with 16 seconds to play here in this one. Here's a Ebert with the ball. Ebert comes over here to a Meredith Wall. Sends it to the far sideline to Ebert. Ebert dribble penetration. Ebert takes it in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Down the near sideline to Josie Schaap, and this one is over. Hastings College upsets the fourth-ranked team in the country here this afternoon, the Morningside Mustangs, and now they get ready for the GPAC postseason tournament. Both teams will be in the GPAC postseason tournament. Morningside will be a number two or a number three seed. Hastings will be a number five seed here this afternoon as the Broncos race out to a 40-16 halftime lead, and they go on to beat Morningside today by 27 points. The final score, Hastings 69, Morningside 42. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill celebrates its second anniversary and the grand opening of its new addition this Saturday night. Food and drink specials all evening. Preferred Method entertains from 9 till 1. Rivals Bar and Grill, second anniversary celebration this Saturday night at Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena. A little special presentation for the four seniors out there today for the Hastings College women's basketball team. As they play their final home game here this afternoon. Jamie Blevins, who moved up from the junior varsity squad just for this ball game today. Sophia McDermott. Courtney Spahn. And Alicia Stadler. The three members of the varsity team with the seniors here today playing their final game. And what a memorable ball game here as they knock off the fourth-ranked team in the country this afternoon. Final score is 69-42. It was Hastings right out of the gates early today. In fact, they got out to a 10-5 lead at the 15:45 mark of this ball game. Morningside then went 8 minutes and 20 seconds without scoring. Hastings goes on a 16-0 run. They get out on top at 26-5 with about 7:54 remaining in the first half. And then Hastings led at halftime by a score of 40-16. Morningside headed down to 17 points a couple of times in the second half, but Hastings would not let the Mustangs back into the ballgame, and Hastings knocks off Morningside today by a score of 69-42. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here, we're in between games, Morningside and Hastings, with Morningside losing the first ball game to Hastings College in the women's contest, 69-42. At the final scoring in the ball game here for Hastings today. It was Courtney Spahn leading the way. Courtney scores 14 points in the ball game for Hastings. She was 4 out of 4 on three-pointers and another two-point field goal. Courtney Spahn, 14 points in the contest here today for Hastings. Alicia Stadler had 13. Stadler had 6 field goals. She was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Also in double figures today was Sophia McDermott as she comes up with 10 points, actually 11 points for McDermott. She knocked down a couple of three-pointers in this contest and was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So the seniors all came to the forefront today. Courtney Spahn, Alicia Stadler, and Sophia McDermott all in double figures for Hastings on their final game as a Bronco here on their home floor. Other scores for Hastings, Cammy Breckman hit a 3 and a 2. Also had a free throw, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for 6. Brittany Wong had 4 points today, a field goal, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Taz Yorick knocked down a three-pointer for her only points in the contest. Kaylee Ragoth had 4 field goals and 8 points. Also scoring Melissa Thompson, she had a field goal for 2. Laurel Zwiener had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6 points. Hastings ended up shooting from the free throw line today. They were 7 out of 9 for 77%. Morningside hit 12 out of 16 from the free throw line for 75% today. The Mustangs, only one player in double figures, that was Chelsea Trask, as she scores 11 points. 8 of those came in the first half of play, and that was late in the first half. Trask hitting 3 out of 8 from 3-point territory, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She finishes with 11. The other scores for Morningside, it was Brittany Alfredson with 8 points. Danielle Betts had 6. 3 points today for Bobby McManaman, 3 for Shelby Beaudet, 2 points for Randy Ebert, and 2 for Kayleen Anderson. So Hastings College wins it this afternoon over the 4th-ranked team in the country, Morningside. Final score of 69-42. That might be enough to propel the Broncos into the national tournament. We shall see, as the Broncos beat the 4th-ranked team in the country by 27 points. National tournament going to be held the first couple of weeks of March up in Sioux City. The GPAC postseason tournament is what's up next for Hastings College. They'll play a ball game on Wednesday. They'll be in Sioux City to take on Briar Cliff. Shooting numbers into the ball game for this one today. Hastings ended up shooting 27 out of 53 from the field for 50.9%. Morningside ended up shooting only 19% for the entire game. 12 out of 62 for 19%. They were 5 out of 26 in the first half. They were 7 out of 37 in the second half. This will be a game that I'm sure head coach Jamie Sale is just soon to forget, as they shoot 19% of the ball game, 12 out of 63. Morningside was 6 out of 21 from 3-point territory for 28%. Hastings was 8 out of 10 for 80%. We gave them the free throws. Morningside 12 out of 16 for 75%. Hastings was 7 out of 9 for 77%. Rebounds, Hastings had 40. Morningside had 34. Morningside out-rebounding Hastings on the offensive end, 20 to 11. Turnovers, Hastings had 17. Morningside had 15. Hastings with 7 block shots today. Laurel Zwiener had 4. Alicia Stadler had 2. Courtney Spahn also had a block shot today. Morningside had 3 block shots. Hastings had 8 steals. Morningside had 9. Broncos win it here today over Morningside by a score of 69-42. Hastings wins their 20th ball game of the season. The Broncos are now 20-9. They finish up 12-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside, that's only their 4th conference loss, 2 of those to Hastings College. They're now 16-4 in the conference. They dropped to 23-7 overall. So Hastings College wins it in the women's side of things here this afternoon by the score of 69-42. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got Lance Creech standing by. We'll get some comments from him as the Broncos play an important ball game today in their quest to make the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.